Okay.
Hillbilly hair, man. Can't go wrong.
Nice.
There you go.
I like that.
Saturday night.
That's classic.
All BS edition of Backwoods.
Yeah. Second.
The great Gatsky is back in the house.
He's back in.
Back hip. Yes, sir.
Welcome back.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
And he ain't touching the peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was well documented in our last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, our listeners should know that this is a Saturday night at 8:20 p.m.
So yep.
Things can go off the rails here.
Very quickly.
But we'll start it off in the normal. It's a Saturday night, all BS edition. Backwoods Bowhunter can be found at backwoodsbowhunter.com and on Facebook and Instagram at Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast.
Bam.
It all works.
Yep.
I've checked it. You can also email us at backwoodsbowhunterpodcast@gmail.com. And as always, you can't be belching already.
Sorry.
As always, we bring you the mediocre content in a completely meaningless way from the Whiskey and Whitetails Podcast Studio right here
in Southern Illinois.
That's it.
Bam.
I was looking at you. I was waiting on you to do that.
I was going to say Heron, but...
Heron works.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
It's located there.
I was going to try and do a more structured podcast compared to the last All BS edition that we did when the great Gatsky was here.
Yeah.
And things have changed. So...
A little bit.
As I sit here, I believe if I've done my math... Now, on the record, my family comes from Arkansas.
Okay.
Rural Arkansas at that.
Mm.
And
explains a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
And I did grow up in a little town of 250 people, which I believe you probably just drove through.
Did we did.
Did it take you through Stearitz?
Yes.
So I bow hunted that whole area out there my whole life.
I was telling him it's a very nice hunty area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've seen a few.
We did.
Those were my stomping grounds as a kid, man.
Nice.
Yep. I took my daughter, when I took that doe and dropped it off, which I need to ask you about. Did you ask about it?
It's ready.
They wouldn't let you have it?
I didn't have my wallet.
I already paid for it. I prepaid.
Bitch!
We told them, too.
I told them. I said, oh, I can't pick it up. I don't have my wallet. And the guy's like, hoo-hoo. I said, well, he'll come get it in the morning.
No, I prepaid it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, nonetheless.
Okay. We're getting off kilter already.
Yeah, we did. I when we went and dropped it off, I was rolling through there with my daughter, and I said, this is Party Bridge. This is, I was naming all the shit that we rolled through there.
Yeah.
That's where I grew up riding four-wheelers and doing my thing.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway.
Very nice.
So I was going to try and be structured, and I actually had some show notes that I wanted to talk about hunting, some post-rut bucks and getting in on bedding areas and so forth. But as I sit here today, if my math is correct, said Arkansas boy.
Yeah.
As we sit in this room, Team Backwoods has 8 deer that have taken a dirt nap. 8 total?
Yeah.
And I believe 4/5 of this room have contributed to that.
4/5, yeah.
Right. What's up, boo?
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
It is fucked up. But you are correct. I mean, I'm surprised that Arkansas math came out like solid, 4/5.
4/5.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like algebra and shit. Calculus. Yeah.
That's like triangles and all that bullshit. E equals MC squared. Huh?
Isn't it trigonometry or something?
Eh. Whatever.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with it.
Yeah. We'll say trigonometry. It's a big word.
Ready to start a show?
Ready.
Do it.
It's the mystical flight of the arrow traveling downrange, searching for its next target. The thrill of chasing the elusive whitetail buck as it slips through the tall oaks. The hair that stands up on your neck when you hear that long-bearded turkey gobble in the spring. It's our passion. It's our tradition. It's Backwoods Bowhunter. And now, it's time to go full draw with your hosts, Tim Jarvis and Mike Edgen.
And Todd Gatsky.
And Todd. Yeah.
So let's start there.
Sir.
I get on the Facebook about once every 2 weeks. but I just happened to log into the Facebook yesterday and saw that Todd Gatzke has claimed a couple.
Thursday morning.
That's right. The second season does include Thursday.
Yeah. Yep.
So let it rip, man.
Had it shot in Dole about, what,
7:30? Yeah.
And then about 8 o'clock, shot at 8-pointer.
You may have to get a little closer to that, but okay. I think you're right, but... So both of them Thursday morning?
Both of them Thursday morning, about a half an hour apart.
That's awesome.
30 minutes. Yep. Phew, the great Gatzke. What else can you say?
There you go. That explains the whole thing.
Yep. So second time that's happened.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever done that. I've never done two in one day.
No.
Not even a morning evening hunt. I don't think I've ever done that.
The great Gatzke freaking bombed them both. Man, twice.
I bow down to you. I'm not even going to elk with you. No elk bugle for you tonight.
All right.
Nope.
We're off the hook.
Sweet.
So I would like to tell you, good job.
Appreciate it. Yeah, but it's a big
deal. Wrong button. Here. This is more for you. There you go.
There we go. Nice.
So, good job. So what the buck, I just looked at it on Facebook, so it was... Decent buck, good buck,
it was actually
okay buck.
Big buck, tines, it was 8-pointer. It wasn't really big mass, but tines were long. It was about 16, 18 inches long.
Nice.
Yeah. No That's girth, awesome. But had length.
Yeah.
Fold it in half and you get the girth.
No girth, but it had length. Are we still talking about the buck that Todd killed?
We are now.
Okay.
All yep. Right.
Making sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. I mean, two down. So, what do y'all do with them down here? Since you're from up north,
usually you shoot them during the first season.
Yeah.
But second season, I took them over to Webb's.
Okay.
And I'll just make a trip back, come for an afternoon, and pick them up, and maybe have lunch with Mike.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
Tim.
What?
What the hell does that mean?
I mean, I've not had lunch with you for good reason.
Well, when he comes down, if you'd like, you can go to lunch with us.
I have Wednesday morning breakfast with you, but...
Yeah, every Wednesday.
That's a push.
I have to buy.
You do that. But I can also assure you that I'm fixing to take care of you on that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, brother, I got you hooked up.
Hmm. I'm Confucius.
That's good. We'll keep it that way.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm worried.
I'm very worried.
I know. You shouldn't.
I was scared when Mary gave us that present because we had to like go in through paper, and I was like,
"We didn't. You did. I sent you in.
You did. I was waiting for a mousetrap to pop my ass, but it didn't. I was very thankful.
That would be evil.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Yeah, not good.
No.
Hey, I wanted to share some good news and bad news with you.
Okay.
Good news is. Well, let's start with bad news.
Bad news
is always best first, right?
Yeah, let's get that out of the way.
So I ordered Backwoods Bowhunter hoodies.
Yeah.
Umpteen time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the plan was to have them here by now so that we could send Todd back home with a new Backwoods Bowhunter hoodie.
Hell yeah.
So a few days ago, I checked in and I said, hey, what's the status on these hoodies? And I got as soon as I can get the hoodies, we'll get them printed.
Huh.
So no hoodies.
Sweet.
Now, good news is...
Good news.
Good news. Hang on, I'm going to take my headphones off so you can ad-lib while I'm gone here.
Okay.
Talk about something.
All right. Well, here's what we'll do. We'll go through Tim's movements as they're happening. He's currently bending over. Oh, he's back up.
Yeah.
And,
I got my pants back on.
Okay, sweet.
All right.
All right, nice.
Good news is these have arrived.
Wow.
These are pretty cool.
Those are freaking real nice.
Get all these stupid cables out of my way here. All right.
I like it. Hell yeah.
In the house.
Hell yeah. Those are badass.
Definitely.
Blue Line Badass t-shirts are here. So, that's awesome. But,
yeah.
We're in a hold pattern on the hoodies.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Well, it is what it is.
It is. I can't control it.
I know. And those were ordered afterwards, right?
What?
Those were ordered after?
They were, yeah. I know as well as anybody that the supply chain issues right here, right now, are the real deal.
Yeah.
Because I'm dealing with them in my business, but they are what they are.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Bitch about it.
We'll bitch and take what we can get.
Put it in the dry fire segment.
You know where we can chuck it?
In the fuck it bucket.
Bam.
Can we say that in front of Jimmy? Is that all right?
Yeah.
He probably says it too.
When no one's around. Yeah.
Hey.
By the way, that's Todd's child.
Good job, Jimmy. All right. Yep. You can't turn me loose on these freaking...
No, I like it. This is going to be entertaining.
Yeah.
I can't wait till you get the other aid program, too. Oh, shit.
Hey, I actually filled up the first aid on this one.
I seen that. That's why I was impressed. I'm like, I can't wait for the other aid. You would be like, hold on, wait. Green, blue, wrong. There it is. Bam.
Wait till I bring old blue shirt over there on board to tell why he hasn't dropped a deer yet.
Oof.
You don't want to talk about it? Yeah, I figured as much.
A little ass hurt.
It happens.
You know. Hey, but I give him credit because he came out tonight. He was excited.
Good.
Just as the rest of us were.
I'm glad you're here. I really am.
No, with Jimmy.
I left my hunt.
He left his hunt to come out because he hunted somewhere else tonight. I see. He jumped out of the stand and hurried up and got out there so he can go through it with us. So that was pretty badass.
Good. Yeah. Good for you. Speaking of Jimmy, let's talk about that because...
The Jimmer.
That was a janked up deer. And
yeah.
I've got this. Let me pull it up on my phone here. So you sent me this picture. So I had, it took me, I got home about 6:20-ish, something like that. And it was right around the time I got home. Right around the time I got home, you sent me this picture. So I had all these podcast notes that I had worked on earlier today, and we'll just save them for Wednesday.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, this ain't the last show.
Well, it kind of was.
Oh. Was that the good news? The good news is,
I forgot
Mike,
the good news.
I never have to talk to you again.
The good news was those shirts.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to mess you up.
Never mind. I'm about 5 beers in. All right. So, the left side of this buck is solid.
Solid.
Solid. It's got a kick-ass G2, and right off of that G2 is a little kicker.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's scoreable. Badass G3, 4 and 5s are all awesome. The main beam is a good deer. Now, you look over on the other side, the right side.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is going on?
It was a fighter.
So, your G2 is solid.
Yeah.
That 3 and 4 and even the tip of the main beam are gone.
They're gone.
They gone. So, between you and the Jimmer, let's hear it. I'll shut up and drink my beer.
Jimmy, you're the one that spotted them. Let it rip.
Okay. Well, we were in the stand,
obviously. Act like you're making out with that microphone, by the way.
Okay. So, we were in the stand, obviously. There's a bunch of noise. It sounded like we were being attacked by 20 deer. Behind us, to the left, to the right. Everywhere.
It did.
Were there squirrels?
I don't know.
No, it sounded like deer. Like
apparently, one of them was this guy.
But there was a deer in front of us, so we were looking at that, and then I heard a big step right to the left of us. I look over, I see something white. It almost looked like water, like, shining. And then it stepped out, huge face, huge antlers, because the left side was sticking at us, which that was a good side. So we thought, it's a huge buck. Like, this is 11, or, like, this is 8 or up, because it's not under. And it came out.
Is this on your dad's property, or are you hunting the...
Yeah, this was on my dad's property.
And it came out. I thought I had a shot, but it kept on moving, and it got right behind the tree. And I knew I couldn't get anywhere in the heart. So I waited. I'm like, if it goes and it doesn't stop, I'm screwed. So whenever it started moving, I made my dad do a grunt, or whatever it was. I forgot.
I gave him the...
He farted.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, yeah. He stopped. And I knew I only had like a split second. So I shot, and then you saw it jump high. And like whenever you went over there, you could see like where he jumped, and like just huge like mud over there. Just, it's everywhere. And then you couldn't find a drop of blood. You may find like a pin drop. Like every like 5 feet. So we didn't think we got it. We thought we got it in like the stomach. But like with and then it tear inside. It just no blood.
So it didn't drop. I'm taking it. It ran.
No, it.
Oh no, it. No, it.
It ran it. 30, and that was it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but there was
the
no.
The way I'm hearing it sounds like it's like we have to go track this thing. So
that's what. Well, when we got down, I thought, oh shit, maybe it didn't, because we heard it crash, and I had to grab him and pull him into my chest because he was like, you know, Todd was still hunting, and I didn't want to ruin Todd's hunt, so he started. So I grabbed him and put his head into my chest because he was just jacked when we heard it crash. But it, I mean, we heard it crash, and I said, Jimmy, that thing's down, and we didn't hear another noise after that.
Yeah, I was shaking so much.
Oh, I bet.
But whenever we found it, because it was me, Todd, Dad, and Mikey, and we heard Mikey go, ladies, and he said, I think I found it. My heart started thudding. I'm like, oh my God, I actually killed it. I'm like, I wonder how big it's going to be. I'm like, it has to be 10. I went over there. I look, I'm like, oh, that's huge. And then I see like two of the antlers gone. Another half, like one of the other ones is halfway gone. I'm like, do those count? And then that's where we found it.
They're over an inch. They count.
Yeah.
They do count.
That's what I tell her.
I'm not an official scorer, but they do count. However, they would have counted a lot more had they actually been there.
A lot more, yeah.
I mean, that would have been a...
a behemoth.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to... Where's that other picture? There we go. I mean, damn, the inside spread on that deer is huge.
Yeah. And that, the good tine, the last one that comes out, I mean, it kind of has a cool little curve to it and then hooks in. So if they both would have been that way, that would have been really nice.
I mean, if that's got, would love to have seen bigger brow tines, but.
Yeah, well, the one's gone. The one on the good side is gone. The one on the good side is cracked off. And you could tell they've been cracked off for a minute. Because it's not like clean cut. I mean, it's packed in there with shit they've been rubbing on. And he was making a scrape when he came through, too.
I mean, that's a deer in the 50s, I think, if it's full.
I would, yeah.
Not missing all that shit on that other side.
Yeah.
That's wild. Good for you, man. I would have loved to have seen the. Explain to me your emotions when you approach that deer.
Oh,
when you see it on the ground and you're approaching it for the first time.
I looked at everybody. I hugged them like 10 times. Todd, I don't know why I hugged him so many times. I just. I got in the house.
Why not? I want to hug Todd right now.
Yeah, I looked at him like, I don't know why I'm hugging you. I just am. I just feel like I need to hug you. Mikey, he's the one that found it. I hugged him maybe once. I didn't care that he found it. He hasn't killed one. I don't care. But.
Yeah, I see. He had to throw a jab in there on you.
He finds mine.
You did a good deed and he jabbed you.
No.
That's all right.
But whenever I first spotted it, my heart was pounding this is the biggest deer of my life. Like, this is probably the biggest one I'm ever going to get. I don't know why I said that, but I just did. And, my heart was going 240. My mind I had so much adrenaline going through.
240 exactly, or are you just rounding up?
Probably about 239, actually.
Okay, all right.
He was rounding up. Arkansas math.
I'm shaking just, like, thinking about it, because it just, I just felt that deer was so big, and then once I saw those antlers, like, halfway gone, oh, that got me so mad.
But for your first buck ever, that's pretty damn nice.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My first buck wasn't that.
Mine either. That's what we were all talking about. I'm like, how nice would it be to be 12 and get your first three deer, your two first bow kills out of the way, and your first buck out of the way in your first year of hunting?
I'm halfway embarrassed to take anybody into my barn and show my first buck kill.
Well, mine's sitting out in the shed. Now that I've got the other heads and I got another one coming, that one, I just put it out in the shed. I'm like, I don't need to show that
this
one.
This isn't a full head. This is just a little, you know, you take the those little felt deals you buy over the counter and you mount the antlers on them. That's what mine is.
Yeah, I've got one of them in my barn from my very first one. It was 4, I think.
I think mine was a 6, but it was a little bitty,
little pretty basket.
Yeah.
But it was your first.
It wasn't even pretty. But
that's what I was expecting for him. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, if we get a buck in, I don't care. You know what I mean? It's his first one, and then after that, we'll start worrying about, you know, learning. But that one, I couldn't do it. Like I said, even if I would have seen the other side, because we didn't know that they were broke till we found it. Because, I mean, when it come walking up, I mean, I'm just looking at that side saying, holy shit, this thing's big. Because he goes, dad, buck, big buck, big buck. I'm like, where? And I look, and I see this thing come across the creek, and I said, oh, shit. I said, okay. And as soon as it got behind some trees, I'm like, okay, stand up. You know, this is your time to stand up. And I told him your best opportunity is going to be between these two trees. And he popped through that tree. Front shoulder and beyond was behind the tree. All that was sticking out was his neck and his head. So I was like, well, I said, if you think you have a shot, you know what I mean? Because I didn't know from his angle, maybe it was a little different than where I was seeing. But he didn't. He waited till it took those two or three steps, and I stopped it. And, I mean, as soon as I stopped it, bam, no hesitation. The heart was ripped through.
That's good.
Yeah. I was pretty impressed.
Nothing wrong with that.
One of the best shots in Southern Illinois.
Oh, shit. Damn it.
Wow.
We're tossing down the goddamn gauntlet here.
Yes, he did. Little wow. Shit. Good Lord. I'm glad that's Todd's
Holy
kid.
Oh, man. Todd, your son's cocky.
A little bit.
Man.
Got to get it from his mom.
So I'm going to teach you a little thing about modesty here in a little bit.
Okay. That'll be our next lesson.
Well, despite the modesty. Good job.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So.
All right.
You want to talk? You want to talk about your deer?
Come on, Mike. Get up here. Jimmy.
Come on over.
Refill me, please. Okay. Tim, do you need one?
Sure.
The bartender's hitting.
Hang on. Okay, no, sorry. I'm playing with a new soundboard here. So we're getting ready to bring your eldest on board here.
Yep.
So let me introduce him correctly.
Maybe Slowpoke is pretty slow downstairs in the feet, but he's pretty fast upstairs in the cabeza.
There you go. You've been introduced.
Oh, you got your own soundbar. That's nice.
Welcome to a Saturday night edition of Backwoods Bowhunter.
I'm used to the Wednesdays.
Yep. They're not... Not too many slow pokes running around on Wednesdays.
Hey, Jimmy, I think we need a bush light over there.
You left me out, brother.
Oh, man.
God dang. Ew. You got blood on you.
I do.
What the hell? So why have you not dropped a white tail?
This has been a really dreadful year.
We got a new Matthews VXR going. Thank you, sir.
Well, I don't know. I started once I... So the story about my first buck, it was a long time coming. You've seen the movie Escabana. Well, I have.
Sadly, damn it, Tim.
I was called Reuben because I couldn't kill a buck, and I missed.
It was an interesting program.
It was.
You're still Reuben. What are you talking about?
No, I missed,
I would watch it again. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I missed probably, I'd say six or seven like bigger deer that I've seen since I've started killing deer with my bow. Before I killed my first one. And once I killed my first one, I killed somebody doe before that. My motto just kind of changed. Like, I that feeling was so much better than killing doe. So this year, I mean, I went ahead and I went out and spent the money on a good bow. And I bought a nice slug gun last year.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Bought a bow and a gun.
Yeah,
he did.
So.
Big pimping.
I don't know.
It was a big deal.
I just kind of changed how I hunt. Like, I started to pay more attention to my scent. I started to pay more attention to, like, where I'm walking when I'm
tell a story about scent.
Like, when I finished my hunt, like I said, I would always try to, like, walk and try to find rubs and scrapes around the woods and wonder why I never saw anything the next morning. So I've used, like, a whole different scent line this year. I've been trying to capitalize on a buck this year and not kind of lay off the doe since he started hunting. And my first opportunity was the 17th of October. I had one come in, and I had two bigger ones on camera there. And I just...
Is this that Benton property?
No, this is at my girlfriend's house. And I had him, he came down. I saw 12 before that day. And this one came down like 8:30, down from the ridge. And
it walked, I mean, 20 yards broadside. I just passed because it wasn't the one that I thought was the one I wanted. So passed on him, and I kind of regretted it afterwards. So, and then the 7th of November, which is a funny story, I actually missed the one he shot today.
No shit.
The one the Jimmer shot.
I thought Dad shot it. The one he shot.
Was he all broken off at that point, too?
He was straight
up. He was full.
It was funny because I just got done rattling whenever he came in. So I was rattling and I put him down, and I take my release off when I rattle so it doesn't get in the way. So I was putting it back on, and I always stand up for about 10 minutes after I rattle just because anything can happen in that time. So I was standing up and I saw him come down from the ridge, and as soon as I saw him, I was like big buck. So he came up and he crossed right with these doe cross early. I've never seen a deer cross there. I've hunted that stand for probably 3 or 4 years now, and I've never seen deer cross there. That was the first time I saw deer cross there. And those doe came in at 7:30, and I rattled at 8, and at 8:05 he came down the ridge and he walked up, and I grabbed my bow and I was like, he's gonna hit this opening right here. It's 22 yards. So I drew back while I have this tree right behind my stand. It's a pretty big size tree. It's in a tripod. There's a big tree right behind the stand that gives me some cover. So I drew back while he was in there, and I mean, never once looked at me. And it was like perfect plan in my head. And I think I put in so much. I was thinking about it too much. I was like, I put in so much time to get a shot at a buck this year. Like usually before, it was just like I'd see a deer, and like I have the same routine no matter what it was, because I really didn't care. And as soon as I got him, as soon as I saw the one pin on the deer, I just shot. And as soon as I, like, it was like, I've never had that feeling. It was like instant, like, I just knew, like, I missed. And I saw the arrow fly right over his back. He ran off, so I picked up, I don't know if this was smart or not, but I picked up the rattles again. As soon as he ran off, I saw him get in the thicket and lost him, so I rattled again. I was kind of kicking myself in the butt, so I sat down and I was shaking my head, and I turned around and I saw antlers again coming in. I was like, really? So I was looking, and he was a smaller 8-pointer, so I let him walk. But other than that, I haven't seen anything that's bigger than one on my wall. I've had this little 8-pointer that day, and then on Thursday morning, and then the last Saturday night before the first season, he's walked in front of me. But so that's why.
Do y'all have at your dad's property where this deer was at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have trail cameras out there?
This year we didn't go heavy on the trail cams out there. We only did one or two. We were concentrating on the Thompsonville property and his girlfriend's dad, because we really don't know those properties as well.
Yeah.
So we were kind of
shocked too this year. We usually kill one mounter there every 5 years, and we've killed
at your grandpa's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've killed three, that's, I mean, borderline mounters before Dad was going to get divorced over having a hair in the room.
Who ever heard of getting divorced from too much head?
Yeah, well.
I sent her a message as soon as he shot it. I said, I think Jimmy just smoked a monster. She sent me the little three pissed off emojis, the little red pissed off faces, and says, we don't have any more room for heads.
For your wife.
Wow.
Make sure she knows she has been bugled officially.
Yeah. There's always room for head.
Somebody had to be bugled.
Yeah. Might as well be her.
Yeah.
I got it last time. It's kind of hurtful.
Yeah, I have yet to have been bugled.
Twice. I think he's going to get bugled again.
No, I think you're getting it tonight.
Oh, I'm willing to wager on that.
Do you have another play tomorrow you're going to?
No, Tim.
See, it gets better.
Oh, I love you and all, but we got to hear this.
Hey, I give him credit, though, because he's waiting on the right buck. You know what I mean?
No,
Instead of just shooting anything that walks by, so I give him credit for that.
He explained perfectly. Speaking of being bugled, my wife walks in.
Hey.
Hey, why not?
Yeah.
But just because I sleep with her.
Cheers to Mary.
So he's not going to a play. What's up?
You know what?
Talk shit.
Wait, no.
Talk shit. No, it's coming.
Okay.
Let's go this route. He was talking crap about my going to a play. By the way, Mary, wouldn't you enjoy to go see a nice White Christmas play?
Yeah, but it's a big deal.
Okay, Mary's really quiet. So I think she's drinking right now. I think she nodded yes, but the
no,
drink...
No, she didn't. I was looking right at her. She did not nod yes.
Mary?
Unless it's funny.
I thought you were my favorite. It was. I laughed twice. Okay. Yeah, the rest of it was pretty Christmassy. So, yeah.
Where are you going? You already done?
I'm enjoying your show.
All right.
Oh, all right. Okay. So, here's what we got with Todd.
Breakfast.
Okay.
It was during breakfast.
Thank you. It was during breakfast. Yeah. We're discussing him calling me out the last show about going to a play, talking shit.
Well deserved.
Well, not really.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Here, but here's the thing. We start talking about, he says, because I said, we're talking about another play or whatever, and I said, well, that's a musical.
Mm-hmm.
It was for my birthday.
Musical.
If someone gives you a birthday present, you have to go, right?
Wait a minute, but then you started singing it.
Oh, I know every word.
Okay.
No, you re-gift it.
You can't. You can't re-gift, because they're taking you. Like, my brother actually bought tickets. You know what I mean? So I was like, what am I going to do?
But your brother's a liberal.
Yeah, I know. But let's get over that hump.
Okay.
But
we're getting there.
Todd knew.
Oh, I can't wait.
Todd knew. Now, did you know, Grease, did you know that it was a Broadway production before it was the TV show with John Travolta and Olivia Newton, Hot Ass John?
I think so. But I have never seen either of them. I never even watched the one that John Travolta's in.
But you knew that it was a Broadway production before.
I think I had heard that before, yeah.
You think you had heard it?
Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and confirm with 100% certainty, but I believe I did know that, yes.
But Todd knew. He's like, Grease, you ever watched that? I'm like, yeah, I watched that. He goes, that was a Broadway production. I'm like, no, it wasn't, because I didn't think it was. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just Grease with John Travolta.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard that before.
But Todd knew that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I was kind of like, you knew that? You know your Broadways. I didn't know that. He's got to have some kind of history of Broadway.
Negative.
Ah, I think he's full of shit. But yeah.
Are you done?
Maybe.
Okay,
you
sure?
Huh?
It was the same thing. Same thing. You've seen the movie, but you knew it was...
But see, I've never seen West Side Story. You have.
Todd has.
Okay.
Todd has seen West Side Story. Have you ever seen West Side Story?
No.
Okay, thank you. That's ridiculous.
No. Whoa. Wait a minute. Ridiculous. Someone's father had admitted taking someone to the opera.
Oh, no.
The opera?
Nope. He's starting shit.
No,
he's starting shit.
He said that.
It was Lenny.
No. All right.
Yes, no. It was Lenny who went to the opera. We've already discussed that.
No, you say it's Lenny. Your dad said it was you.
No, my dad tells the deer stories, too, a little differently, doesn't he?
Yes.
We deserve a timeout here. Let's take a timeout.
We need a timeout.
Unless you're tracking the blood trail on a whitetail, tune in for more of the Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast.
Opera.
Never.
The Great Gatsby has a different opinion.
Your dad has said he took you to the opera.
No. He said that I had went. He said I had went to one.
To the opera.
But then I said, no, that was your son Leonard who went to all the operas.
You said it was,
and
no,
then
it
he
was
says, well,
gay son.
He said, you can go ahead and make, he said that you could go ahead and make it up on the podcast tonight and start the rumor, because who cares? And then you said, yeah, I'm going to. I have never, on my children, been to an opera. Ever. No. My brother, on the other hand, Liberal Lenny, has been to them. Several.
I don't know.
But, never. But my dad also will tell you, we'll go to his house, hunt, kill a deer, tell a story. And 5 years later, when you go to my dad's, that's his story. Remember that time I was out there and I killed two deer at one time and I held them in headlocks? No, that happened to Todd 5 years ago. No, that was me. I remember. So this is where he's getting his info from, my delusional father.
Mm-hmm.
So take it with a grain of salt.
You know what I think about your grain of salt?
Oh, Tim.
Did I tell you you're going to get bugled? You're going to hit a hat trick in bugles.
You're getting the full run all the way through.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's hurtful.
That's okay, homo.
Huh. I thought we had other content to talk about, Tim.
I told you I deleted that.
Oh. Well, shit. Never have I been to an opera.
Never once.
Never once. On my children.
I'll take your word for it. I don't even like your children, but...
Well, I do sometimes.
I'm kidding. I like both of you.
Who do you like more?
Oh, he gave you the who do you like more segment.
Man, you put me on the spot.
Go with the one that killed more deer this year. You can't go wrong.
You think?
I've been around Tim Moore. Me and Tim had a bond.
That's true.
That's right.
We worked on a bow together.
They have menage a trois.
We have, yeah.
In a weird way.
Me, him, and
Mary.
There is a picture.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I do have photographic proof of the menage a trois.
That's going to be the picture on this podcast.
Just because you said that, I was going to... Sorry, Jimmy. I was going to use your deer picture as the picture for this podcast, but you just lost a menage a trois.
Do a split screen.
And I don't know if it'll let me do that. I'll try to figure it out. Because of that, you win. You're my favorite. My bad, boo. Sorry.
He still loves you, though, Jimmy.
Okay. Maybe that's some good luck for tomorrow morning's hunt.
Yeah, so who's... So, speaking of that, backtrack. Who's hunting tomorrow?
Not I.
The last time I asked that question...
Yeah.
Todd was the only one going, and Todd ends up puking his freaking guts out.
All night, yeah. And no one went.
So now I dare I ask again, who's hunting tomorrow morning?
I'm in.
Mikey's in.
I'm doubtful.
You're doubtful. Well, you've already shot two deer.
I got one more tag left.
Man, good point.
He did go buy another tag, like instantly. We're like, oh, Walmart we go.
That's what I was getting ready to get into, but.
Yeah.
You're out.
What? I'm out.
Okay. Wait.
The jimmer's out.
Send a BB.
Send up a BB. That's all, folks.
I don't have that one saved on here.
No. Not yet.
Yep.
It's a coming, though.
I have that soundbite. I just didn't put it on the little program. I went to the Rural King. We talked about this Wednesday.
Yep.
And got the shotgun tag over the counter for this weekend. Not knowing at that point in time that my general manager was going to go out with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to have to cover everything. So the plan was I was going to hunt Thursday and Sunday for sure. And Friday and Saturday were kind of in limbo. But, yeah, it kind of screwed me on all that. But
you still have tomorrow morning, though?
I can go tomorrow still, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am going.
Shotgun?
No.
Nope.
Hell no.
Hell no.
That's why I was asking, because you said you got a shotgun tag, and I haven't heard the latest Jim Tomey update, dear, about the tags.
Yeah, so thank you for listening, because you're paying attention.
Bam.
So I did my homework, and from my understanding, there's three crucial things. Crucial number one, you have to have orange on. Crucial number two, it has to be private property. Crucial number three, if you kill it with a bow, you have to tag it with your gun tag. That's my understanding. Now, the guy...
I'm sorry.
No, go. You're fine.
I was just wondering if it would have to be a certain amount of property.
No.
Okay.
No, this has to be private property. Now, the dude at the Rural King tried to argue with me about it, but whatever. That's my understanding. So I'm rolling the dice, and that's what I'm going with. I intend to hunt with a compound bow tomorrow in my damn orange, as much as I'd hate to do that.
Yeah.
And if I shoot, I'll fill it with that gun tag. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Worst case scenario, right?
If Wednesday rolls around and I'm not here to record, that means I got arrested by the IDNR. So.
If I show up here with two chicken and biscuit or chicken waffles, I guess I'll eat them both if you're not here.
You're eating by yourself.
You're locked up.
No, I have it on good word that that is legit what it is. Those are the three key factors. You have to tag it with a shotgun tag. You have to wear orange, and you have to have private property. It can't be a public hunt.
On that bow hunter site I was telling you about today, there was actually a guy saying, hey, good luck, everybody, and he had his bow hanging next to him. And, you know, some of the people were, you can't bow hunt during shotgun season. He says, sir, actually I can, as long as I'm on private property and I tag it with a shotgun tag. Yep. So, now what I did hear, though,
legit.
What one guy said is that if you're on that I was telling you about, the Mount Vernon Game Preserve,
mm-hmm.
if you're hunting there, which does not allow shotgun hunting, you don't have to tag it with a shotgun tag. If it's a place that only allows bow hunting, you know what I mean? It's a publicly...
But I would think that would be closed during the bow.
But it's not.
No, they recommend you hunt there.
Yeah.
During gun season.
I actually did one year. I went there bow hunting on a Sunday morning one year during that time.
They said all the Red Lake public land deer get pushed into there.
Yeah.
And the guys, they got this where we kill our best deer.
See, that one spooks me a little bit.
It does me too. But I didn't know no better then.
Because the way it was explained to me from a...
Yeah.
Somebody who's in the know.
Yeah.
That wouldn't add up. So, I'm not saying that I'm right or wrong. I'm just saying that doesn't jive with what I've been told. So.
Yeah, because like I said, the rules on that board say you have to wear blaze orange, but it doesn't tell you what tag you have to tag it with.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just assumed at that point that I could just tag it with my bow tag. I didn't shoot one that day, thank God, or else I could have been in trouble.
Right.
But, you know, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out. But I also have it on good word that if you shoot one during the shotgun season, that it will ask you what your weapon of choice was.
It does.
So you can select bow. Mm-hmm. So I would like to think that bow wouldn't be an option if it wasn't an option.
No.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm using your word there. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't think I've said that tonight.
Speaking of bows, I wanted to ask you about something.
Let her rip.
I know how you feel about crossbows.
Okay.
So I got one of the various news sources that come across my little tablet or whatever the hell you call that thing. Some people call them iPads, but I'm not an Apple guy, so it's Samsung's version of that.
Yeah. We'll call it a tablet.
Tablet works.
Yeah.
Got this news story. Indiana hunter shoots the new number 2 all-time typical buck. And new world record for a crossbow.
Mm.
And I wanted to pick your brain. So it green scored at 213 1/8 inches. Netted 208 4/8. Huge mofo.
Yeah.
Bigger than the James Jordan buck. And I think everybody knows the Jordan buck. Or at least, if you don't, you haven't been hunting long enough to know what the Jordan buck is. Most people know the Jordan buck. So bigger than the Jordan buck. Inside spread, 21 6/8 inches. The right beam, 28. Left beam, 27. And G2's, 12 5/8. Huge whitetail buck.
Yeah.
But killed with a crossbow. Number state record in Indiana. It was killed in Indiana, if I didn't say that already.
Yeah, you did.
State record in Indiana, but considered to be the number 2 all-time biggest typical buck with a crossbow. Does it count? Does it not? You go.
Okay. Factors into...
Should we bugle it?
Well, we're definitely fucking bugling it.
Okay.
But first, here's the factors.
Right.
Is he under the age of 16?
No.
Or is he over the age of, I'll even give it like 55, because by then, you know, you may be a little rough on the draw. I'll say at 55, I'm okay with you.
No, there's no way he was 55.
Looking so at he was between the age of 16 and 55.
Looking at his pictures on the the thing that popped up on my feed, I would say he's probably in his 40s.
Ugh. If he doesn't have a handicap placard on his license, then it doesn't count. So, if he's handicapped, I will count it. Until then, nah. Like I said, 16 and under, you're a kid, you're still learning. Once you get like the Jimmer's 12, next year he's 13. I told him crossbow's out. I let him start off, you know what I mean, to get the feel. I want to make sure he's going to be comfortable with killing an animal before I invest, you know, $500, $600 in a bow. Okay? And apparently he is. Apparently he's not worried about it. So now I'm okay with investing the money in a bow. So that's why we started with the crossbow. If you're 15, you know, 10 to 16 years old and you're just starting and you want to use a crossbow, you know what I mean, to get that first kill out of the way, make sure you're going to be a outdoors person, then I'm okay. Not to use it. I don't want to use a crossbow. I don't want to use a bow because it's too hard. It's too difficult. I don't have a sight. That's what I say to that. Doesn't count. Unless he has a placard on his car or the little thing that hangs in the front window.
Well, by looking at the cat, I'm going to say he does not.
Yep, then it doesn't count. Okay. Erase it. It's now not number two anymore. So the only number two it is shit.
Big deal.
Yep.
What do you think? Number two, all-time typical buck.
With a crossbow.
208 and 4/8 inches net score.
You're in my...
Putting you on the spot, Gatsky.
A little bit. Our opinions vary just a little bit about that.
Okay.
Getting out is getting out. You're not sitting on the couch watching TV. You're getting out and actually doing something. A lot of people nowadays is go to work, come home, eat dinner, watch TV. And we're all in that funk. But when you're getting out, you're hunting. Now, should there be a different category, maybe, between compound bows and crossbows, maybe, but the whole crossbow not hunt, not being a hunter, it kind of our opinions vary.
I'm a little torn.
I'm giving the standing ovation right now. That's where I set up.
On which one?
On him.
With the crossbow?
I'm a little torn. So I come from the opinion of if you were fully capable to shoot a vertical bow, you have no handicap that would restrict you from doing so,
yeah,
then you should be doing so. But I also come from the perspective of if it gets another person outdoors and into this industry and into the whitetail arena and do what we do, that's a win. So I'm torn. But I also think crossbows bring out the idiots as well.
Brings out the fucking orange army in archery.
Because you get the douchebag who comes out who doesn't shoot a vertical bow, who's armed with a fucking rifle, basically. Yeah. And that can be some scary shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm torn on it because I want as many people to get into the outdoor industry as possible.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a good thing. As Todd said, keeps you off the damn couch. Get outdoors and do what God gave us. Whether that means shooting a vertical bow or whether it means shooting a compound bow. But at the same time, it also brings out your idiots who have that opportunity to do stupid shit. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm up in the air on it.
Yeah. You know what I say? I still say fuck them.
Chuck it in the fuck it, buggy.
I still say fuck them.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It gets them out into the woods. But my thing is if they started with the compound and they're just like, well, this is just way too fucking hard to kill a deer with this. Practice. But if they're going out buying a compound or going out and buying a crossbow because it's easy and they prefer it over the challenge, then fuck them. But if they're like, hey, you know, I've never shot a bow before. This is the first thing I ever bought. I'm going to go try this. Eh. Still not proud of them. I'm not going to be like, oh, this guy's awesome for shooting a 208 point buck with, or 208 points or 208, you know, whatever the hell it is.
208 and 4/8.
Thank you. I'm not going to be proud of them for killing it with a goddamn crossbow, because that's what I let my damn 12-year-old use for his first year. But next year, it's a compound. That's it. It ain't going to be like, well, I'll just let you be a bitch the rest of your life and use a damn crossbow. Uh-uh. No. He's going to learn the failures of archery hunting. Crossbow, I mean, I don't know. You got the scope. I mean, it's just like a shotgun. Especially today. You know what I mean? Today's day and age. You go back 5-10 years ago and crossbows, a little different. You know, because a lot of them didn't have the sights and everything back then. It was just the same thing as, you know, you had to use the little pin on the top of it, you know, kind of like you do with archery. But now with the Raven shooting 1,200 feet per second.
They're rifles, man. They're rifles.
They're ridiculous. Yeah. No, so I'm not proud. Not proud of them.
I mean, opinions are what make the world go round, right?
He could chuck that record in the fuck it bucket.
I'm all about kids using them.
Yeah. Especially, and elderly people.
Especially if it engages a kid in the great outdoors and getting them out there and doing it. I mean, that's a good thing. And people who aren't capable of drawing a compound bow, you know, the elderly, elderly folk or handicapped folk, I get it.
Everywhere. And there's people that mess their shoulders up and can't do it anymore, and they're not handicapped.
Sure.
Just because of a messed up shoulder, but they can't draw it back. I'm okay with that, too.
Sure. I'm somewhere in between there.
Yeah.
I'm somewhere in between. So I get it. If you can do the vertical bow, do it.
Yeah.
But if you have freaking common sense, which so many people nowadays don't.
No.
And it puts you out in the great outdoors to use a crossbow. Okay, I get that too. But don't be a complete douche.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of douches.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Just like the Orange Army.
So the Orange Army has... The Orange Army invasion has moved my buck that I'm chasing to nocturnal.
Mm.
So it's partially my fault. It's my fault because I decided to take a 10-day vacation right in the middle of...
The rut.
Right in the middle of Rooktober.
I blame Mary for that. I love her, but...
Now that she's not in the room...
Yeah, now that she's not here, I can say it.
Yeah.
If she was in here, I would be totally blaming you.
She deserves
a bugle. She already got one. Okay.
So Rooktober got interrupted because we had to go to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Pretty confident I could have killed this deer. But here we are now, December, and this bastard's gone nocturnal. Which is what I was going to talk about with bedding and all that, but we'll get into that later. I thought he was going to be killed during the shotgun season, but he isn't. He keeps showing up on my damn trail camera. So if you pull up your Onyx... We can do that later, but the property here is shaped like a damn two-bladed broadhead. It's like a spear point. It's really weird. So, like this.
Yeah.
And all the way back in that back corner back there is what I call tip of the spear. So, I've got a trail camera back there that's nicknamed tip of the spear. And he keeps showing up on that trail camera every day, sometimes a couple times a day.
Okay.
But every single time, it's night. And the earliest I think I've had him there is at 5:30 something in the morning. So no daylight activity whatsoever. So my opportunity to kill that deer, which I hope my daughter kills him, but that aside, is to get him, to draw him into my food plot in a post-rut pattern, because he's going to be hungry.
Yeah.
And running his ass off chasing these does. So to get him into the food plot and kill him there, or try to break him somehow of that night pattern. And I have no doubt in my mind that the Orange Army has pushed him into that, especially the Orange Army to the south of me that we've well documented.
Mm-hmm.
But he went nocturnal. I mean, mature bucks fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
And he figured it out. I'm going nocturnal. So how do I break him of that? You either hunt their bedding area or you get them in your food plots when they're trying to replenish themselves.
Yeah.
Well, he don't bed here. So that ain't going to happen. I got to draw him into the food plot. One way or the other, I want to shoot that deer.
Yeah.
And I'm hunting him hard. You had something to say. Go ahead.
I was going to say, speaking of asshole neighbors, have you heard any shots?
No, no, no.
Oh,
no,
beautiful.
Not, not since that first
They must season. Have tagged out last season on all them four-pointers.
No. No. Yeah, with that being said, I was here Thursday, and yesterday and today I wasn't here. So
yeah,
so I mean, if they've shot something when I was gone, I can't speak on that. But I'm pretty sure they tagged out and did their thing, or they're doing whatever they do.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you get him in there.
I'm pursuing the bastard, and we'll see what happens. But I told my daughter we've got. What is today? December 4th. So we've still got a good month and 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
Of course, a week of that, I'm going to be gone for ATA. But
yeah,
we're going to keep trucking and see if we can't fool him and get him to come out. You know, but every trail pick I have of him right now is nocturnal.
Yeah.
And he was perfect daylight up until that shotgun season, which is shame on me because, again, October, I was gone.
Yeah. You were in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Getting a tan.
Right.
Snorkeling. Yeah.
I did do that.
Yeah.
But I fucked up my chances. You know. So Orange Army came out. He said, fuck you. And went nocturnal.
Going out night.
And so far he has stayed so.
It happens.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. But I'm hoping that. I truly hope she gets to take him, but if she doesn't, then I hope I take him.
So. Yeah, either way, coin toss. So,
he's not huge. I could show you pictures if I can find my phone. There it is. I'll show you pictures. He's probably a 130.
Yeah.
So not a giant, but for this property, that's a good deer. So.
Yeah. And chances are with uncontrollable neighbors, it's never going to see much more.
No.
Maybe another year.
Well, I'm assuming they're done.
Yeah.
Because I know they don't bow hunt, and I know they don't muzzleload hunt, which is, what, next weekend, I think?
10th, right?
Pretty sure. So it'd be next weekend.
Yeah.
They don't do any of that shit. So if he's nocturnal right now and he's alive, he'll be here next year.
Yeah.
Assuming he don't get smoked by a car or something, you know. But so who knows what we'll end up with next year. But
yeah.
I hope to not give him that chance. But
yeah.
You know how that goes.
Hey, it is what it is.
That indeed. I want to talk about what dry fires my bow.
Yeah.
Y'all got something?
I do not. Actually, right now I'm pretty proud.
Well, you got two deer. You should be proud.
That's something that we talked about earlier is I get more jacked watching these clowns.
Yeah, you should.
Two little guys.
Yeah.
You should.
Shooting deer than myself or...
Yeah,
you know we're glad for each other getting a deer, but it's about these guys.
Yeah,
you know I did that radio show a couple weeks ago on Central. You remember the name of it, Central?
Yeah, Central shit. Something.
I feel terrible. I went on the show and I can't even remember the name.
You're terrible.
When I gave the interview, I told the guy, I'm like, you know, at this stage in my life, as much as I enjoy deer hunting. Because it's my number one passion in life. As much as I love it, I've gotten to a point now where it's more about taking my daughter. My son's not interested in it right now, but hopefully he is eventually. But it's more about taking her and seeing that. And I don't care if it's a world record buck.
Mm-hmm.
Some bitch could score 300 inches. I don't care. Yeah. I want her to take it more than me. You know, I had reached a point where, and I was, I don't know if it came across in the radio interview with him or not, but the point that I was trying to get at was, I reached a point in life where, I don't want to say been there, done that, because that sounds cocky, because that's not right, but I have shot so many deer over the course of my life, some good, some, you know, people would say, well, I'd never shoot that.
Yeah.
And everywhere in between. But you get to a point where you've done it, and now it's time to see the youth do it. You know, and so I had reached a point where I was like, I don't know. I don't know if my passion's there anymore. And then when my daughter really got into it and I started taking her a lot more and seeing that, I mean, just the, you probably heard it on the show, mm-hmm. with the, just a doe and her heart beating and she was fogging up the windows because she was breathing so hard. And that re-energized me, man. I mm-hmm. was like all in, all over again.
You spoiled it for me because I was waiting for tomorrow to listen to the new one.
He was going to listen to it on his way home.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
He's just kidding. That didn't happen. He's lying.
But it re-energized me, you know, and I'm all into it all over again. Yep. But for different reasons. It's more because I want her to succeed and have that kind of, you know, that's what it's about. You know,
well, when we got back from Todd's after I shot that buck out there, I took Jimmy out the following weekend, and I said, I'm not taking my bow. It's all you. And Mikey says, what if a double drop time walks in? I said, well, then Jimmy's going to have a fucking big buck. I said, I'm not bringing my bow because I don't want to have that temptation of saying, right. Oh, my God, look at the size of that. You know, I better shoot this one, Jimmy, to make sure it dies.
And it doesn't matter.
No, it didn't matter.
Who arrows it?
I said, I don't care. I said, it's his deer. Like this whole weekend, I didn't even take a gun to my mom and dad's. Yep. I just went out with Jimmy every day that I could. And, you know, Mikey's obviously old enough to go in a stand by himself. I don't think me and his fat ass can get in stand without breaking it. So
yeah,
it's all about me and Jimmy now. You put me and Mikey's fat asses up there, and we're gonna tear it out of the tree. So I don't want to die, so I can go up there with Jimmy for a couple more years.
So that's what it's all about.
And yeah,
I'm sincere when I say it. It, you know, if I'm hunting by myself and that 130 comes out here, am I gonna stick it? Yeah, but I hope it happens in an opportunity my daughter's with me.
Yeah,
because the thrill on her face will be second to none.
Well, I told you I had to grab Jimmy's head and pull it into my chest because I didn't want to ruin Todd's hunt.
Yeah, because awesome.
When we heard it
that's
drop, awesome. I said, Jimmy, that thing just dropped, and he just looked at me and he's
hey,
like,
hey,
sorry sir.
Wow,
WTF, man.
He forgot the main host. You know what I mean? I'm just like the co-host here. You're the captain of the ship.
All right.
Oh, and he gives you a bow.
I was gonna bugle him, but because he bowed.
He's a hell of a bartender. Thank you, sir.
What are you doing over there? You're not even earning your keep, man.
Oh.
I like Mikey. I'm not going to bugle him. Did I bugle you already?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Did
I? Yeah. When the 4/5 came in.
Hey, I forgot.
It happens.
So anyway, I got off track. My dry fire.
Yes.
Supply chain issues because I really, really, really wanted to hook Todd up with a backwoods bow hunter hoodie.
Yeah.
That was kind of important to me.
I kept thinking, I'm like, man, they should be here by then.
It didn't happen. So I'm going to need your mailing address and I'm going to get you one. You're going to be back.
In 2 weeks.
Well, hopefully the hell they're here.
Fingers crossed.
My second dry fire is my buck has gone nocturnal.
Yeah.
Which we just talked about. And that pisses me off. And my third dry fire before I have to go take a leak and you're going to take over is I don't understand liberals. That's all I got.
Okay. Well, that'll just throw me right into a dry fire if you said liberals. So I wasn't going to have one because I was in a good mood. You know what I mean? Until he said the word liberal. And it just got me all crazy. You know, all the bullshit going on with, you know, go get your shot. Don't get your shot. If you do get your shot, you're not going to, you know, you're safe, but you're not. I mean, hell, Tim's general manager's got the both the shots and the damn booster still sitting there with the COVID, but you're going to tell people they can't go to work if they don't get a damn shot? It's horseshit. There's no reason to, I mean, if you want to get it for reasons that you want to get it for, great, go ahead and get it. I'm down. But don't tell me I have to get it because it's mandatory. That's horseshit. Don't you think it's horseshit? If it's mandatory?
If it's mandatory, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you want to get it because you want to get it because whatever your reason, especially now with the all the testing that they're doing. I mean, people are still dying that have the vaccination. Mm-hmm. So why?
Well, listen.
Why force people to get it?
It's like my wife's parents are just getting over COVID that had
the shot.
The shot and a booster shot, and now they're just getting over
it. And they were pretty sick.
Yeah.
Right?
He was down for...
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when I was up there, he was sick, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And it's with the booster, too.
Yep.
I mean, you're getting three damn shots. You should be fucking golden. You shouldn't even be able to catch goddamn AIDS with that many shots. But shit, here you are still getting the goddamn COVIDs. I don't know. All I got to say is I'm glad Tim's back before I really went on a rant.
You did go on a rant.
A little bit.
I missed the whole thing.
It was alcohol, Tim. It was all alcohol talking.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm better now.
What'd you rant about?
Oh, you said liberals, and I started with the whole shot thing again, because where I work, they still don't know what they're going to do yet. Even though the federal courts have said that's not, you know what I mean? It's not legal. Our work's still like, eh, you know, Pritzker wants it, so we're probably going to have to do it still.
Yeah, fuck them, feed them fish heads.
Yeah. Because Pritzker, I mean, he's an ideal. When you look at him, I see health. Oh, I look at him and I'm like, oh, okay, that motherfucker's healthy. If he was a fucking 500-pound sow, he'd be healthy. You know, he'd be a lot of bacon, but he's not.
I like bacon.
I love bacon. Mm.
Matter of fact, I would like to have my deer back so I can have some deer bacon.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was prepaid for, Tim. I asked. I did check for you. I said, hey, can you look up a deer for me? The guy's like, yeah. I said, last name's Jarvis. He goes, Tim? I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, it's ready. I said, oh. I said, well, I don't have my wallet today or else I'd pick it up. And the guy's like, oh, hoo-hoo. It says saying, oh, it's prepaid. Just take it to him.
I paid for it the day of.
Son of a bitch.
He's like, would you like to pay now or would you like to put a deposit down? And I said, let's just go ahead and pay. Take care of it. So I don't have to worry
about
it.
That's what I normally do. Because if not, you don't, I mean, you know.
Why the hell not?
Yeah.
But this whole we're going to send you a text kind of business didn't happen.
No.
I didn't get anything from him.
It's ready.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Are they open on Sunday?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just because of the gun season, or are they usually open?
They're open on every Sunday. Yeah.
Are they? Because I know, right, they're Mike? Closed. They're closed on Mondays. That was a question. Had a question mark on the end of it.
I thought they were open 7 days a week.
Todd, didn't you grab Mondays a flyer today?
It's in the truck.
Okay.
Cool. It was a menu though.
Oh.
Oh, they're open on Sunday. Could we have taken my 2 deer there last year? I shot on Sunday.
Yeah, I think they're open every Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know their website, or not website, but the Google, when you Google search them, it says they're closed on Mondays.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, don't shoot a deer on Monday.
I don't know either.
Shoot a deer on Monday. It's all you.
How far did we get on the dry fire? Because we're running out of time here.
We're done.
We're done.
Yeah.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Todd didn't have anything. I wasn't going to have anything till you freaking walked out of the room and said liberals. It just made me think of some multicolored fucker walking around freaking waving a damn Biden flag.
Well,
okay. Got me all riled up, but I'm good now.
All right. Got out of your system?
Yeah. I feel better.
So as we close out, three things. Number one.
Three. One.
Drink irresponsibly.
Very irresponsibly.
Number two. Get your kids outdoors.
Absolutely.
Take them hunting and fishing. That's number three. Jimmy's proof of that, right?
I think he's hooked now.
We'll see you in a few days.
Yeah, absolutely. Peace out.
I can't.
Thanks for listening to another Backwoods Bowhunter episode of Badassery. Didn't get enough? Climb down out of your tree stand and get ready for another epic episode next week. Tim and Mike will take you back down range for more bow hunting content.